You're listening to Morning and Evening, presented by Spurgeon Audio.
Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. John 4:48. A craving after marvels was a symptom of the sickly state of men's minds in our Lord's day. They refused solid nourishment and pined after mere wonder. The gospel which they so greatly needed, they would not have. The miracles which Jesus did not always choose to give, they eagerly demanded. Many nowadays must see signs and wonders, or they will not believe. Some have said in their heart, I must feel deep horror of soul, or I never will believe in Jesus. But what if you never should feel it, as probably you never may? Will you go to hell out of spite against God because he will not treat you like another? One has said to himself, if I had a dream, or if I could feel a sudden shock of I know not what, then I would believe. Thus you undeserving mortals dream that my Lord is to be dictated to by you. You are beggars at his gate asking for mercy, and you must needs draw up rules and regulations as how he shall give that mercy. Think you that he will submit to this? My master is of a generous spirit, but he has a right royal heart. He spurns all dictation and maintains his sovereignty of action. Why, dear reader, if such be your case, do you crave for signs and wonders? Is not the gospel its own sign and wonder? Is not a miracle of miracles that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him might not perish? Surely that precious word, whoever so will, let him come and take the water of life freely. And that solemn promise, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out, are better than signs and wonders. A truthful Savior ought to be believed. He is truth itself. Why will you ask proof of the veracity of one who cannot lie? The devils themselves declare him to be the Son of God. Will you mistrust him?
You've been listening to Morning and Evening, presented by the Spurgeon Audio Podcast. For more information about this podcast, you can visit spurgeonaudio.org. You can also email us at spurgeonaudio@gmail.com. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and many others by visiting theologymix.com.